It's a super day, isn't it?
And I'm not talking about the Super Bowl.
I'm talking about gathered together here this morning to worship our amazing God and to watch a child be born into Him. What a day. I mean, I could stop right now and walk out and we could all go out and we could say it's been good to be here. But there's a little bit more. A minister was walking down the street one sunny afternoon, and he noticed a very small boy trying to press a doorbell on the house across the street. But the doorbell's just a little bit too high for the boy to reach. And after watching the boy's efforts, the minister decides to give the lad a hand. So he crosses over the street, goes up to the house, gives the bell a solid ring, and he crouches down to the little boy's level, and the minister smiles benevolently and asks, "Now, my little man?" "Now what, my little man?" To which the boy replies, "Now we run." I remember some of those days growing up. I was a little mischievous from time to time, and I remember ringing doorbells and running, and I find it interesting. I thought, well, that's just a child. That's the way a child was, but I'm sure it caught the minister quite off guard. This morning, I want to talk to you about the importance of children in the body of Christ. And I want to give you a challenge from Scripture. Today's a big day. I think our elders are going to be sharing with us some about our budget a little bit later on. But I want to really drive home a message and at least one point to you today. One thing we need to remember, that children are our heritage. In Psalm 127, 3 through 5, it says this: "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them." I remember as a child growing up that most families had anywhere from 3 to 5 kids, but there was a family that I knew growing up that had 13. And can you imagine having 13 kids running around your house? I guess what ends up happening is the older ones help raise the younger ones, but there's a dynamic that takes place. That's a pretty full quiver. That's a pretty full quiver. We also have couples that desire to have children desperately, but they're not able to. And oftentimes, these couples love and desire children so much that they adopt. It takes really special people with lots of love in their hearts to take children into their home to become their children. It's the same step God has taken with us. We were adopted as children. We were not children of the promise, but we became children of the promise. He would say to Israel, "I will call a people to be my people who are not my people." And that's us sitting here today, and He's called us. But the beautiful thing about children is their innocence and purity of heart. Kids are not perfect by any means, are they? I've got grandkids. They're not perfect. They're a challenge sometimes. But there is this innocence and there is this beauty in them that transcends their sometimes honoriness. There's this thing that what Jesus saw in them. This is the beauty that we as adults need to embrace. And we need to remind them of it as they grow up. We need to remind them that in God's sight, there's an innocence that He calls us to. There's a purity, and to bring them back to when they were children so they can remember those things. Jesus saw beauty in the children. We experienced it this morning. As these children came up and stood on stage, I love it that they stood, they wouldn't sit down. They stood. And you could see the beauty in these children that stood before us. What we see in them is something wonderful. It's something great. Jesus saw this greatness in the children. In Matthew chapter 18, the disciples come to Jesus and they ask, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" I want you to think about that statement. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Because we do see them argue who's the greatest. And two of them want a seat at one right hand of Jesus, one at the left hand of Jesus. They didn't even realize what they were asking for. But all of us desire to have some greatness in us. And I love what Jesus does. He says, He called a little child to Him and placed the child among them. And He said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Man, that's a challenge. He says in verse 4, "Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." And what a powerful statement. And just a short time later in Matthew chapter 19, it says in verse 13, "Then the people brought little children to Jesus for Him to place His hands on them and pray for them." Do we do that? Jesus is not standing here, but we are His hands and feet. I think it's really important that we provide blessing for our children, that we put our arms on them. Notice He touched them. He put His hands on them. He just didn't look at them and pray for them. He put His arm and His hands on them and He touched them. Touch is something vitally important. We see it with infants. They must be held. If they are not held, then they don't grow like they should. And I'm not sure that's any different for us. We all have this personal space that we put around us, and I don't understand it. We're sometimes afraid to touch, and our world has made it scary for people to touch. I think Jesus would still touch it. It doesn't matter what the world thinks. You put your arms, you hug people, you embrace them, you touch them, yes, in an appropriate way. But people need touch. Every one of us needs touch. Find it interesting that the disciples rebuke them. "Well, Jesus is tired, He's weary, He's been doing stuff all day. He has been in Judea, you know, and He's give the master some room." I can just hear Him saying that. Jesus said, "No, let the little children come to Me. And do not hinder them." I want us to take that phrase and look at that. What do we do to hinder our children from coming to the Savior? Do we put things that are not important as important, more important than their relationship with God, and we say, "We'll do this"? And sometimes I think we hinder our children from coming to Jesus because we make things important that aren't important in the kingdom of heaven. Do not hinder them from coming to Me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And I love it, when He placed His hands on them, He went from there. And the question I have for us today is, how many of us are like little children? My wife would tell you that, yes, Whit's like a little child. I still play disc golf, I ride my bicycle with Randy, I still play like a child. But I don't think that's what Jesus is talking about. I think He wants us to have the heart of a child. He wants us to have the innocence and the purity of a child that's in it, within us every single day. I want you to consider what it means to be childlike in your heart and in your spirit. We don't look at this as a command from Jesus. It's not one of the ones we say, well, that's one of his commands. But in a way it is. Because he says very strongly, unless you change, unless you repent, unless you turn and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. I love it. When children have disagreements, what do? And then 5 minutes later, what are they doing? They're playing together. What do? I'll never speak to them again. Isn't that what we do? Or, well, they treated me that way. You can bet I'm not going to have anything to do with them. Jesus says, have the heart of a child. Have you changed? Have you changed and become like little children? Or has the world had its way with you and hardened your heart to the point that you've lost all your innocence? I pray this is not so. But the world can do it to you, I guarantee you. I believe that in Christ, and only in Him, can we find our childlikeness. It's only in Him. I believe the Scripture points to this in its description of Christians. I believe it's constantly telling us, the Word of God is constantly telling us, be childlike. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, so in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized in Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Have you done that? Children of God, have you done that? I think that statement, in Jesus, we are all children of God, is something we take for granted. But you got to notice the qualifier, in Jesus. In baptism, we are clothed with Christ and His innocence and His purity and His light. In 1 Thessalonians 5:5, it says this, you are all children of light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or darkness. So why are we living in it? Why do we pursue it? That's not who we are. And then in Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, he says this, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. No fear in Christ. His perfect love cast out your fear. And it challenges us to live boldly as His children. And I love this next statement. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. When we are broken, we cry, Abba, Father. Because we are not Jews, we were adopted as sons and daughters, and now have become heirs of the same glory that is found only in Christ. And that intimate cry, Abba, Father, comes from the depths of our hearts. The word Abba is an Aramaic word that would be most clearly translated as daddy. Sometimes we find that offensive, I think, to call Father God, Yahweh, daddy. But that's exactly the relationship that He wants with us. It was a common term that young children would use to address their fathers. It signifies the close, intimate relationship of a father to his child, as well as the childlike trust that a young child puts in his daddy. That's another aspect of this childlike spirit. I think about a child at the edge of a swimming pool, waiting there, and dad's in the water, throwing his arms up and saying, jump. And children will jump with reckless abandon into the arms of their daddy. Do we trust God like that? Are we willing to jump into His arms? I ask myself that question all the time. Do I trust my God fully and completely like a child trusts their father? Sometimes I wrestle with it. Sometimes I don't think I trust like He wants me to. Sometimes I try to do it on my own. And I think I know the best way instead of trusting in God and leaving things to Him. The passage goes on to state in verse 16, and I love this. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His sufferings. Oh, don't like that word. In order that we may also share in His glory. Like that word. Share in His sufferings. We are children of God. We are co-heirs with Christ. And we are heirs of His great and precious promises. And if we share in His sufferings, we will share in His glory. Jesus would say, take your cross and follow me. If you don't, you can't be my disciple. And that cross is a cross of execution. It's not a burden that we bear. It is death to self so that we can live for Him, which is true life. God makes a great promise to us as His children. But this life will not be without its suffering. But it's only through that suffering that we can begin to comprehend glory. And He leads us to that glory if we live as His children. So I have a final question for you this morning. Would we be as innocent before the Savior as those beautiful children who were standing before us this morning? If Jesus walked into the room, would He see us as children? Here's the thing. In Christ, we can be those children. And it's only in Him. We can be those children on the lap of our Savior as He smiles at us and He lays His hands on us. We can be those children. And I want you to have that feeling inside of you every single day. That you know without a doubt that you are a child of the King and that His hand is on you. I want you to know that your Abba Father smiles on you as you serve Him and as you honor Him with your life. If you're not a child of God, you can be. If you understand how much He loves you and what He has done for you, you can honor Him by being obedient to Him, by hearing the Word of God, by believing it with all your heart, by repenting, making that change and becoming like children, and confessing Jesus as Lord and being baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of our sin is what Cielo did this morning. She was a witness to us of faith and obedience to Christ because she loves Him and wants to do what He wants her to do. So you saw what's required, and love compels us to do those things. Or maybe you've lost your way. Let me tell you what, the world can take away your childlike innocence. I want you to remember when you came to Christ. That day, I want this to remind you of that day that you made that decision to follow Him with all your heart. When you made the decision to lay down your life. If you lost it, you can have it again. It's not gone forever. Because Jesus is that Father in the prodigal story who has His arms open, waiting for us to come to Him. Let the little children come to me. We live for a God who is gracious and merciful and thankful that He is forgiving and forgives us our sin. If you have a need this morning, if you are not a child of God, maybe it's time to become one. But if you've lost your way, it's time to be in Christ again so that you can know what it is, so that you can remember being childlike in your heart and in your spirit. If anyone has a need whatsoever, we will have shepherds at the back. If you want to talk to some privately, they are willing to take time and to pray with you and to help you with whatever you're struggling with. We have shepherds at the front. If someone needs to put on Christ in baptism, this is the opportunity. It's been a super day. And we serve an amazing God who looks at us and smiles at us and says, "You're my children." Let's act like it. If you have a need, please come while we stand and sing.